We can spar because we're all different weight categories.
Yeah.
I spar them lot. They're all
heavyweight. I'll be like light heavyweight. You'll be like middleweight. And you'll be...
You're heavyweight.
Not heavyweight. Yeah. If I cut down.
You're not touching the buttocks.
Yeah. What are you doing?
You can't grab cheese.
What are you doing? Are you sitting
there? Yo, people. And welcome back to the Koppo Show. Formerly known as the Koppo Podcast. Now, before we start and we get into things, I'd just like to make things known that there's obviously a significant difference, you know, of a lot of things that's been seen here. You know, pillows, mic covers.
Cups.
Oh, yeah.
Mugs.
Mugs.
Plaques.
Name plaques. And, you know, doubles. Just to let you know that this was all my idea.
And the mic covers.
Yeah. The mic covers were my idea. And these guys had no input in terms of this. You know,
please,
we had a discussion at the end of last season, a serious meeting, and I said, you know, that we need to take things up to a next level. And as you can see, I've done that. So just to introduce myself, for those of you who don't know, you know, they call me Big Geordie George, and I'm the one that's obviously, you know, coming up with all the ideas.
Is that your age? You're not going to have a little...
Not doing that this season?
No, we're going to get serious now.
Oh, really? Okay, it's cool.
To the show. Okay. Okay. AKA Mr. Make It Happen.
It's your boy Fear and the one you'll come to see.
The Tyler, the Styler, the one...
I hate that. I think we never actually discussed that. Because we never really discussed that.
But I don't know why she's thinking
about my thing immediately.
That's between you two. You lot can sort that out.
Yeah, we'll speak.
Because what she's basically saying is that no one ain't coming to watch you. No one ain't coming to watch you.
I fuck that guy.
Yeah, so...
Season 6, man.
We're back.
Yeah, we're back. There's only one person to blame for us being away for so long. And, you know, just so we're all on the same page, after three, we'll say that person's name.
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep.
One, two, three.
Fionn.
And so explain.
Yeah.
Not to be fair.
Yeah, there we go.
Explain.
Have we got a question, like a section for we can really deal with that, or are we going to deal with it?
Oh, do you know what? No, let's get into court. So, all right.
That's where I'm
at. Cops and that.
Court is now in session.
Yeah, please.
I know you were so happy doing that.
It's got a nice ring to it.
Yeah, it does.
So explain why it's my fault that we haven't come back in the time.
Towards the end of the season, as everybody here knows, there's difficulty booking studio time within No Star Studio because it's a very popular studio. So maybe 3 months in advance, I had booked...
Annual leave, else?
Huh?
No.
I didn't book annual leave. Everyone's entitled to annual leave.
Yeah.
But I had booked the studio for a set time because it's very difficult to get... I'm not going to say the time, but it's very difficult to get the time we like...
Yeah, we like, yeah.
...in the studio.
Mm.
So months in advance, maybe like a week or two before it coming up to the booking, Fionn has then come to us and said, oh, hey, guys, it's my birthday.
Let him finish.
That was in March.
Order.
Fionn said, I'm going to a... What did he say he was going?
Bar mitzvah. So it was some stupid stuff.
You're going...
Away with your work?
Away with work. Then you're going...
A vacation.
Poker night.
With
gambling his money.
He's a gambler. It was your birthday.
And then... There was a pamper day that you had for yourself.
That's my birthday
treat. And then on top of that, you invited the man them out for dinner as well on the time that we're supposed to record. This was over the span of 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know any man that celebrates his birthday for
over
3 weeks.
Yeah, but I celebrate life. Because it's important to celebrate life.
But we have work. And everyone's entitled to annual leave. But you
So I'm the reason why we've been delayed for
100%.
Yeah, 3 months.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
You really set us back.
Okay.
And then Jordan thought, No, but
that's when my holiday period starts.
Yeah.
And it was too late now.
So just so I'm aware, before moving things forward, are we allowed to have any type of social life?
You're allowed annual leave, but 3 weeks annual leave for your birthday.
So what's the required amount?
You know when girls say it's my birthday month and they really enjoy it, like every week, you know, you even snapped your toes and put like a little emoji and say, I love this for me. If people have got a good memory and you lot follow at Fionn Denton on Instagram, you lot will remember what he put up. When we should have been recording.
I like a pedicure. I look after myself.
3 weeks you took off.
So if you did that at your workplace now, how long can we do then? So I'm away. So I don't, it doesn't affect one day.
For your birthday.
Just 1 week I'm allowed.
You get a week in. Yeah, we film once a week and you took 3 weeks and you used up that one day and you used up the alternative day that we would use if the one day wasn't.
I didn't realise it was going to have an effect on us 3 months in advance, but I take it back and I'm sorry for causing that problem. Mm-hmm. It's a new season and I'm.
You get your one.
To wrap my
I don't think you should have any more. I think your annual leave is done.
Done.
Yeah,
you are.
Until 2026. No, until 2026. That's it.
2026? You lot are done. So, aside from that, how's everyone been anyway? How's everyone been in this break?
Fantastic.
Yeah, good. I also celebrated a birthday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, during the break. Why did you didn't know?
Your birthday?
Yeah. How old? During the time we were off, April 28th.
Oh shit, no, I've definitely messaged you. Happy birthday. Yeah. Sorry, yeah.
How old?
Huh?
How old?
I said how old?
Why are you concerned about my age?
No,
I'm joking, I turned 31 years old.
Okay, you look good for your age, man.
Oh, thank you.
You look good for your age.
How old do I look, by the way?
You.
You look 30.
I think we all look similar age people.
I don't look 30.
Nah, I think I look younger.
Everyone's still like a baby.
Yeah. How old do you think you look?
Everyone that I meet says I look between... People think I look 25 all the time.
To be fair,
before your dread journey, I would have said...
What, 25?
No, I would have said younger.
This is just a high school, and that's where it begins and ends. I'm not growing dreads.
He's
drunk, isn't
it? Why?
Yeah, you're swinging. That's dangerous.
No, you can.
My apologies. Yeah. So, L, do you think you look 25?
Yeah, 25. Well, they can comment our ages.
I've been told 25. Like within the space of this week, I've been told
25.
25. By whom? Random people, to be on the street.
Just people coming up to you. Hey, you look 25.
Okay.
Without snitching, some of my work colleagues think you're mid 30s. without snitching.
Okay.
And I'm gonna. We can clip this and I'll send it.
No, do you know what to do? Tell them to go fuck themselves. How about that? Whoever's saying that, tell them to go fuck themselves. And whoever you are, fuck themselves.
I'm gonna send it to him, but so I thought he's older than the rest of you lot.
Old the rest. That's flattering. So how do I look to you lot?
40.
No, 40. I don't know.
It depends on what you're wearing.
No, to be fair,
right now.
And what you're eating.
Right now, how old do you lot say? If you had to say, without being serious. I mean, without.
I think you look your age.
Yeah,
30. Early 30s.
31.
32, 33.
Yeah.
Tree.
In and around.
So, I've been told 28 to 32. That age.
No, you've got a proper.
Your work
solid
get up.
Beard, your
late 30s.
You just look.
Yeah, your work set up. That picture of what these are posted of you by the desk.
But that's different.
Yeah. That's old and mature.
Yeah, it's 36 minutes.
So I look early 30s then, realistically.
Yeah.
Yeah, about that.
So you think 25.
People say 25. I think I look about 26, probably.
I've been told 25 within the last.
And I look early 30s. So I look the oldest in days.
Yeah.
I don't think I do.
Don't you think it's the oldest? He looks straight at you.
Probably me. I probably look the oldest, but I don't think I look older.
And if I look older, it's a mature look. Like, this guy knows how to represent himself as a mature man.
If that's what you want to say to us, that's fine.
So, in terms of the period of time you've been off, has there been anything significant happen other than birthdays?
When did we take the break? From March?
Yeah, around end of March, yeah. Anything significant?
Anyone have any kids?
No.
Nothing significant happened to you?
I think.
Well, I had a little significant thing happen.
Who is she?
No, it's a, no. It was a bit. No, it's happened last week.
Sorry, can I just point out one thing before we continue?
Go on, go on.
Just so the jury know, Fionn doesn't really talk. We don't know much about Fionn.
I've been no
way out of the loop. We don't really speak. We don't. In this
no, 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 no. Let's not do him wrong. It's Natalia because me and Elsa are in many group chats with Fionn and we speak.
I won't do you like that, Fionn.
Fionn doesn't like coming certain places though.
Yeah, yeah. I don't see that. Yeah.
To be fair, Fionn has a different circle of friends who he
gambles with.
Yeah, and he controls.
I haven't seen Fionn since the last pod.
Yeah. Really?
No, me and Fionn, we're not friends. I promise you, I've seen you multiple times.
It's been way too much.
Yeah, no, we're here though.
It's quite sad, really.
Yeah, we could talk about that on Patreon.
Okay,
then. Talk about it. That's
mad. But yeah, no, in terms of, I had a little something that happened to me, you know, I was gutted. But I want you to be serious though, when we talk about it. No joking. Yeah.
Don't smile and tell me.
Sorry, yeah, don't smile because I know you lot are black. But yeah, man, I had my cat died, man.
Oh, how long did you have the cat for?
8.5 years. He's done, yeah. Wait, come on, guys, man. Like, I'll be real, I was gutted.
Did you cry?
I'm not gonna lie, yeah. My brother took a picture of it.
Of the cat dead?
Yeah, in the grave.
Why would you do that?
I was fuming. That's how I found out.
Why would you do that?
I don't know, man. But yeah, man, the cat died of cancer and come on, guys, man. You can't have it.
Nobody. No,
you both are cat owners.
No, but these are tears. But these are sad tears, bro.
Yeah, the cat died of cancer. I was gutted.
Rest in peace.
And it was a brother as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, we got two. So, and the thing is, I went down to my mum's. I dropped off flowers to my mum and everything.
So but just a piece of advice. Yeah. Obviously, you know, we saw the cat's grave on Snapchat. It needs to be deeper, Phil.
I didn't dig it.
Because the foxes are going to come and eat the cat.
No, we put a...
They're going to eat the corpse.
We put a pavestone.
The cat was called Sam, right?
Sammy. No, but...
Isn't that your best friend's name?
No, Samson.
What's your best friend called?
Samuel.
So was it named after...
No, it's called Samson.
Did you bury the cat in your garden?
Yeah, my brother did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, his guy, man, had cancer and died. 8.5
But were you taking the cat to the vets, though?
Yeah, we took it. And then the vet told my mum... It's terminal.
It's this guy's fucked. Why would I say that? No, you were saying terminal. And you're smiling at me.
How am I telling you about it?
No, but you're smiling at me.
No, but all jokes aside, though, I was a bit gutted, man.
Can I be honest, yeah? When I saw that, I saw your brother's snap, like the beginning
He's
snap.
He's a sicko.
It said Sam 09 to 24. But I didn't know what it was, just a hole, like a small hole. Like you would put like a little plant in. And then I saw the next snap of the cat like this.
No, stop it.
And it was censored.
Why are you not sleeping snap?
It's not me, it's him.
I'll be honest, I thought the cat was sleeping.
In a hole?
Because you know cats. You know cats, yeah, and they like tight spaces, yeah. So I thought the cat was sleeping. And then I saw RIP, I said, you know what, this is a serious moment.
Horrible
for the family.
To find out that your cat's dead.
There's no way you thought that cat had rigor mortis. That was not.
But yeah, that was quite significant. I was gutted, man. Mum was gutted. Yeah. So yeah, I've lost.
So how are you lot coping?
Yeah. Send your mum.
I gave her flowers. Mum was upset, man. So yeah, because we had two, and the other cat, obviously,
was that a twin?
His sister. Yeah, the cat was moving like it was definitely grieving, like its face was just changed. Sad animals have feelings.
No, I understand that, but
and as you lot got cats, I hope it doesn't happen to none of you lot.
I don't really chat to my cats.
He's such a liar.
I love your cats.
You did. You named the cat.
No,
Juby.
Juby, yeah, you did.
After the
queen,
such Juby. A liar.
Jubes, go on, Jubes.
I named the cat.
No, you know that your cat's got a name called Jubes.
Yeah, but I didn't name them.
Yeah, but you like your cat.
After the Queen's Jubilee, you actually
asked my mum. Me, him, and Shannon went to cinema one day. And there was a lady in Westfield making people sign up for free cat food.
Yeah.
He stood there and took about 15 minutes to sign up for his cat to get them some nice dinner.
Hold on a second.
And he actually doesn't like his cat.
Hold on a second. That's for my mum. That's a nice thing to do for my mum. Oh,
that's a hard one to beat.
There we go.
That's a hard one to beat.
Thank you.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I
just
condolences.
But I just thought I was
because I saw it on Snap.
I
sent it into the group, and I didn't laugh straight away.
No, Els was busting up.
No, I didn't laugh straight away.
He's busting up, man. It's alright though. But yeah, we moved
I just laughed when Javan said the foxes are gonna get him. That's the only time I laughed.
We put a pavestone over the grave.
That's brilliant.
But yeah, that's the latest with me anyway.
Anyone else got any anything else to?
No,
nothing significant.
That's been good. Can't complain.
Yeah. You know everything. You still with your with the message?
Yeah. Still going strong.
It's still going strong.
Still going strong, man. Everything's brilliant.
That's good. You find anyone?
It's always just the same old. Streets of London.
Fair enough. Okay. So can we have this?
I don't even know. Is it into the streets?
No. Oh. Questions.
Okay.
Right, so I've got a question for you lot, yeah? Just to kind of kick things off, yeah? So I saw something online where I got this inspiration. And this may take a little bit of thought. So think before you speak, yeah? So my question to you lot is, if you could make up one new word to go in the dictionary, what would it be and what would it mean? I want you to have a little bit of a think.
Make up
so this
a word.
Is your own word. So this could be a slang word that's not in the dictionary already. But if you had to put a word in the dictionary right now.
I need more time for that.
Yeah, that's a hard question.
Is it?
I would know what I'd want to transfer into one word.
Go on.
Fuck that. But in a polite way.
Fuck that?
Yeah, just. You know, like sometimes you just can't bother. You know, like you say, oh, let's go here. No, fuck that. But in a polite way.
But that's two words.
It's a whole, like, phrase. Word, yeah. But I'd want
no, to... but if no, but it's his word.
So fuck as that.
If, yeah. So if it's fuck that,
and what would the meaning be? Or fuck that.
It's like I don't want. It's multiple things. It's like you could say, "Let's go here."
It just means don't want to do it.
Yeah, just don't want to do it, but in a polite way.
Mine might be like a multiple things as well.
Like what?
But my word, would be raw.
I was gonna say that, you know.
You beg.
Yeah, yeah. No, mine would be raw because I think I say raw a lot.
So I don't think I really cooked.
Yeah, so probably raw.
Tyler, if you had to pick other than raw.
I would like to create a name with the meaning of your time served in my life is done.
Brass.
But I'm not really sure what.
That's deep. That's really
deep.
That's
deep, man. You know what, yeah? We're about to put your done in there.
That's a good one.
You know what I mean? That needs to go in there.
Y-A-D-U-N. You're
done. You're done.
To be fair.
Time served.
You're done.
How'd you take it there? That's deep. That's
you asked the question. And
that's deep.
Sending shots. I think my one would be, I like the word meaty. I like that one. I think that's a good slang word. Because it's like when someone's like, oh, you're a bit meaty.
No, but you said that you can make up a word and
yeah, you said
and
your own definition.
No, I'm saying... Now you're teething someone's word.
No, but you can put that in there. Meaty.
And it would mean what?
Just like lukewarm. Not as good.
Yeah, but that's what it means anyway, basically.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I put it in there.
I don't think you put much thought into
it. You didn't even answer
this is your own question.
I don't think you put much thought into it.
You didn't answer your own question.
You're just on a jolly up. You're actually on a jolly up.
You're boying it, bro.
you're on a jolly up.
Moving on.
Oh, it's my question, isn't it? Sorry, Pep was ringing me, so I got worried. That's what I wanted to know. When people break up here, why is it that's the time that they feel like they should get themselves together and really be their best selves?
Because that person must have been mashing them up.
Wait, what do you mean? So that when people try to, like...
All right, say you're with...
That's not nice, Els.
What?
That's not nice.
What, the question I just asked?
That's a horrible thing.
What, go on, so when people try to develop them... Like...
So say, like, you're with a woman and...
You're with a narcissist...
Mm-hmm. And
you've been mashing you down for long.
Yeah. And then you finally break free, and then you want to fix yourself and get better.
Why should you do that then?
Because you was in a situation that you couldn't see.
Did you not realize you was mash up before?
Not always.
I just wanted to find out your opinion.
This is dark.
I think all jokes aside, I think it comes from a place where like a new chapter. Like a new chapter of your life. It's like, right, I'm ready to stop.
I also feel like when you're in a relationship with someone, you tend to pour into that other person, so it takes away from what you can pour into yourself. You can,
facts.
And then when you leave that, you put all of that energy and pour all of that goodness back into yourself.
Facts, yeah. It's the pouring.
Yeah. Wait, what do you think that was about?
No, I genuinely, general question.
No, but
what do I think? Why do people do that?
Yeah.
I think it's only afterwards you realize you might have been a bit popped down because of your previous situation. You realize, oh, I'm really not being the best person I can be because of the other person.
Smart man.
Yeah, you thought he was gonna get me. Didn't
smart,
you?
Smart man. Yeah. Fair enough. Fair play. Smart man.
Sure. Do you have a question for us today, George?
Yeah. So obviously, in my group chat today, I was asking a load of questions. Mm-hmm. Some of you lot took it seriously.
Yeah, I took it seriously.
Took it seriously. Yeah, some of you lot didn't. So my question is, yeah, is there a difference between a type and a preference?
That's a good question, yeah.
Because up until today, that's what I thought, yeah. So up until today, I thought that a preference and a type is the same thing.
I don't think it's the same thing.
Well, and we're talking about in terms of your type of person.
Yeah,
to give people a bit more context. I think it's the same thing.
I think it's the same thing.
Your preference is your type, though, isn't it?
I think maybe it might
be. So, like, obviously, yeah, if you have a preference, yeah, and maybe over the years you swayed away from that.
Yeah.
That's, like, you still, like, have a type regardless, though, no?
Yeah. Yeah. I think type and preference.
Sometimes
is the same.
I just feel like, you see, when you say type, it sounds very specific. When you say preference, it sounds like it waves like, a little bit
yeah,
more.
You can move certain
yeah,
things. Certain things
no, that's true as well.
Yeah. But then sometimes, yeah, like your type isn't. It's not always
the same.
Like your type sometimes.
Do you know why? Because someone can fit your type, but could be outside of a particular preference that you had.
Explain.
Okay, how can I explain it without getting too
give us an example.
Okay, so you might see someone and you might feel like they're your type. Oh, that's my type of girl. Mm. But she might not fit one of your preferences.
True.
She might not be that. She might not be Caribbean, if that's your preference, a Caribbean woman.
Yeah.
She might look like your type. Do you get what I mean? So I don't know if that's making sense.
It does. I get what you mean still. They might not tick every single box.
Yeah.
But I think it's the other way around though, where... Like your, it will be your. Wait, so you said your type, but not your preference.
Yeah, so like if you see someone, you think, oh, she's my type, but then she doesn't fit all the boxes of your preferences, maybe.
So what comes first then, preference?
I don't know. I don't know because you see someone first, don't you, before anything. So can you?
So if you see someone, is it like that's my type or that's my preference?
I think it's type. I think maybe.
I've never looked at someone and said, you're my preference. I think, oh, no, that's
my type.
My type.
But then you meet them and you could be like, I would have preferred.
Yeah.
If you...
Maybe, yeah, the preference becomes...
After, innit, yeah. Maybe. Let us know in the comments, guys, because I'd really like to know, what's the difference between preference and type?
Yeah, because there's a lot of war going on today in some of my group chats. You know, as I said, there was a few people that took things seriously.
You know... Oh.
Right, my question. I'm not even gonna get into it. My question is, what is your favourite British saying?
British?
Well, yeah, my one is, I'll go first. My one is pack it in. Oh, pack it in.
Pack it in.
Mine's pack it in.
British sayings. There's so many though.
Yeah.
There's good ones as well, you know. Mm-hmm. Good ones. I have to think. I'm just thinking about the stuff I hear at work.
No, but I say a few though.
Go on.
I say, she looks like she's been dragged through a bush backwards.
Is that a British saying?
I've only heard.
I said British people. I think I said that yesterday.
Yeah, you did.
God, don't say about who.
Yeah, it doesn't matter about who.
The one that's coming to my mind that's really just ringing in my head is leave it at.
Leave it at.
That one's a nice one.
Oh, has he gone and done that?
Yeah, that's another one. There's loads though. Yeah. There's some really.
But to be
ones.
Fair though, there's many. Like if I link up with Scaps, we'll talk like Cockney for the whole time. Like
let's have it.
If he phones me,
let's
like,
have it is a sequel.
Like, yeah. If he phones let's me now, it. We could have a serious chat in Cockney.
So I swear down, bro.
You let it roll. You let it roll. What about you, Els?
I don't know, there's bare.
If you had to pick, though, because you say a lot of
it. It's not even a saying, yet, but whoever came up with the word nonce. Like, yeah, calling someone a nonce is like,
that's so disrespectful.
Yeah.
I've never heard no one else say it.
And you know what? Yeah, like, you don't say nonce, like you say nonce.
Or nonce.
Yeah. Nonce.
Yeah, it's like, you really get the point across that like, you're a nasty man.
That might have to go on Patreon.
Sorry.
Scott, take it there.
Yeah, my might have to chop that out. that's crazy.
I think we need to get into
Ears
in the Streets still.
Oh, is that the...
Yeah, we need to get into Ears in the Streets.
Ben, if you could cue the music. And we are back. It's the Streets News. Do you not remember ages ago, yeah? There was a woman on the bus who was, like, pretty much assaulted by police because she didn't pay the fare. She was with a small child.
Might have to run the clip.
That was incredible. Yeah, maybe. Hopefully we can find the clip and we'll put it somewhere.
It's a lady with a buggy, right?
Yeah, and I feel like this kind of news goes under the radar. So there's a whole prosecution, whole thing, but the officer that was assaulting her has been fined for $1,500. And I feel like that never really happens for, especially for like black people, black women.
Was that a black woman?
Yeah, it's a black woman. She basically won in court. For assault, because I don't know.
They called the police on her, innit?
Yeah, they called the police on her, started dragging her up, and she was shouting back and stuff, but obviously because I'm with my child.
I don't remember this story, but so she didn't pay her fare?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Wait. I'm understanding the...
Allegedly.
So she allegedly didn't pay her fare?
That's why they were called on the bus.
Okay. And then the police dragged her off because she didn't pay.
Yeah, and it was a bit...
Tussling. So she won.
Yeah, she won.
Regardless, because of the tussle. Paid or not, no police officer should be assaulted.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering if she paid, this wouldn't be a this wouldn't be a thing.
No, allegedly.
If she paid.
What we're gonna do is we're gonna go to the next story because clearly you're gonna get yourself.
I'll be honest. In deep trouble. Personally, I think that $1,500 to be assaulted by a police officer is that's low.
Oh yeah.
Like she needs to be really.
She wasn't. Oh.
But then again, you know, without sounding, and I don't mean this in any bad way, but you know, maybe if she wasn't paying for a fare, then maybe the $1,500 is what she would have needed. Guys, come on, man. No. But come on. But me personally, if that's you lot, are you gonna take $1,500?
What $1,500?
Yeah.
If I paid the fare.
Yeah.
Nah, probably.
And the police officers come and embarrassed you and dragged you off the bus.
I'd keep going.
Exactly.
I'd keep going.
Yeah, bro. You gotta keep
for
going.
How much?
However much I can take it. What's the max for like small claims court? Like 10K?
Yeah.
I'd go for, but I don't know her situation. I don't know what kind of lawyer she has. I don't. Do you know there's ins and outs of?
Can you go back? Do you reckon? Like once it's been closed?
Well, I think it's
settled.
Yeah,
you settled.
It's settled and it's over and done.
You settled.
But yeah, I'm happy.
Well, it's good she's won.
Like a small amount of justice for her because I don't feel like them things ever really happen. Where are we? Croydon has been dubbed the worst and most miserable place to live in London.
Really?
Yeah.
By who?
Time Out. Time Out magazine.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the most miserable place.
You sure it's Croydon?
Croydon.
Can I
Do you know, the neighbourhood in question, it's Croydon, alongside Hounslow, Orpington and Shoreditch.
The most miserable places.
Shoreditch?
No, I'll be honest. Shoreditch is rough, though.
Shoreditch is rough. Wait, where else?
Shoreditch is rough.
Hounslow, Orpington...
And
Croydon, yeah.
No, and there was one we said.
Shoreditch.
Shoreditch.
Have you gone around like off the high street?
I
work
in and around.
Stinks a piss. Stinks a piss.
It's really bad.
Like this, it's just piss.
Piss. Like, have you look walked down like Brick Lane?
Yeah, piss.
It's really. Yeah. No,
have you walked past the YMCA?
Where's that?
I
didn't even know YMCA was still.
There's one in Shoreditch.
Honestly, it's.
What does YMCA stand for again? Is it Young Man's?
Whoa.
That's what it stands for.
Was it con? Con, break it down for us.
No, I don't want
Young Man.
No, I don't
Young Man.
We're going down a dark road.
We're going to end it there. I'm not going to.
We're going down a dark road.
YMCA stands
it's
for
Young Man's Christian Association.
Okay.
Young Men's Christian Association.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Make a joke about Christian men. Go on.
No.
Didn't know it stands for that.
I'm a Christian man myself.
So Croydon's the worst place to live in London?
Croydon is the worst.
And Shoreditch?
Yeah, Shoreditch, Hounslow, Orpington. I don't think fuck all goes on in Orpington.
It opens like a middle. No,
I would actually move to Auburn.
Would you?
Yeah.
It's near to Bromley.
It's near to Bromley. Down there, I promise you.
As who's they?
You know who they are.
No, who's they?
Black people. They don't like black people down in Auburn.
Those are Els' views and Els' views.
I'm sure they'll see this on TikTok or wherever and say, yeah.
It's right. It's right. Don't you dare try and move down here.
Yeah, we're going down here.
A lot of England First people down there. And then finally, X, first. Formerly known as Twitter, have officially allowed porn and sexual content.
I can't believe that.
Bruv, on that note, yeah, you see Twitter, I go on, like, my friend's Twitter accounts. Twitter's finished. You scroll fighting, porn, and just mad things. Every that's all this. Is that bots running
that's
now?
That's really bad.
But it's severe porn, though. It's funny. I see
the yellow dress thing. Someone sent that to me.
What's that about, Tyler? What's the yellow dress?
There's a viral video going around, but you know the girl. That thing that people are doing: rock, paper, scissors, shoot, and whoever wins gets to eat, and the other person's got to run and come back. Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know about that.
You do. You're on TikTok.
I've seen it. God knows.
No, I know what you're talking about, but
yeah, he knows. Yeah. You're on TikTok more than all of us.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot, run off.
And then you go and eat
food. Yeah.
I swear to God, I haven't seen that.
All right, so there's a little trend thing going around, but. Someone on Twitter sent me, because I'm not on Twitter, but they just sent it to me.
Yeah.
That there's a girl with her boobs out in a yellow dress, and they're doing it, but it's not for food. Let's just say that.
What's it for?
They're taking turns to do.
What's like her breasts?
No.
Worse. Oh. Bits.
So basically. So the girl's chilling.
Yeah.
Then the guy will do rock, paper, scissors,
mm-hmm.
and then one of them will run off. Mm-hmm. Like, whilst he's running off, then the other guy is having his way with her.
How far is he running?
Not that quick. It's mad.
Maybe I'm not even going to get into details.
15 meters
or something like that.
This is weird.
It's crazy. I can't believe it.
Yeah, rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
I can't believe it.
I haven't seen this show. I'm being serious. I don't know what
you're talking about. I'll send the video to you later.
Yeah.
The porn one?
Just the trend.
No, I'll show you the porn one.
Yeah, no, you've probably seen the trend.
I haven't, I swear.
No, you've probably seen it, but
you didn't pay attention. Yeah. Because unless you sit down and watch it, you won't really clock what they're doing.
Yeah, you just scrolled it.
I've only seen the trend I'm seeing is the I remember when I lost my mind.
What's that one?
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. It's about women saying...
Not women, men as well.
Oh, men are doing it.
Yeah. But it's mainly women.
Maybe my thing. I haven't seen
stuff that they've done for where they like.
For the guy's attention.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Remember when he told me like Bashment and a girl would be doing a madness?
Yeah,
to
that cartel. Yeah, that's funny. Still.
Is that on TikTok?
Yeah, that's one of the funniest things. But I ain't seen the rock, paper, scissors, shoot thing.
You probably scroll past it. But getting into the streets news. We'll catch you again next week.
Just a quick question. Was we happy with that bit from ours?
It's quite focused on Croydon.
Yeah,
it's the first episode.
What would you like? I'm here for
food.
No, but there's some weeks where you go off and you do proper research. That research has probably been sitting there for months.
What, that one that I just done here?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I'll be honest, I did this on the train.
Okay.
Yeah, I did this on the train. Okay, well, I did this on the train. Yeah.
It was alright. Yeah. It was nice.
But I'll try better next week. Please, yeah. I'm open for feedback, that's fine.
I like sport. So if you got any sport news. The Euros.
I just watch boxing.
Sky Sports.
No, yeah, but
I just watch
no,
boxing.
No, but come on.
You got to think about the jury. And
Natalia. Yeah, but
she don't give a
sports. Toss. There's funny sports news.
No, but Natalia, come on.
Send me something that you like.
Oh, and, okay, watch this. Okay. Name me five teams in the Premier League.
She knows.
No, wait, hold on.
You know, Natalia, you're not silly.
Yeah.
Go on.
Arsenal.
Yep.
Man U.
Yep.
Chelsea.
Yep.
Liverpool.
Yep. Come on. One more.
Stay in the area.
Aston Villa.
There you go. See? Come on. Natalia knows what's going on.
I know about sport.
All right, who do you support?
Man U.
Who's the manager?
I don't know. I've decided I'm supporting Man U.
Why though?
Just, I have reasons.
Most times, girls support the team if they're talking to a guy. More time.
Is that true?
Absolutely. Every foot, I'll change it.
More time.
I used to support Arsenal, now it's Man U. Okay? Arsenal supporters are a bit tapped.
Yeah, we go for a lot. We've got a lot still.
All right.
Confessions.
Yeah, confessions. Anyone got anything to confess?
I've got one. I told my Instagram about this, but I'm going to tell you guys in case you haven't seen it.
Go on, tell us.
So I've realised that I'm a bit of a pussy.
Okay.
Yeah, you know.
You just clocked.
You know when they talk about going to fight or flight mode? Yeah. I was in a position where I had to pick.
Fight or flight?
Yeah, and I definitely didn't fight.
So what happened? Tell us.
I was on the train on my phone, minding my business, with my headphones in, and a man went to sit on my lap. And as
Whoa, hold on. What?
A man you don't know.
Is this the Man United supporter?
On the train.
How are you sitting? Were you sitting like encouraging him to sit down?
I'll show you. When I'm on the train, I sit like this, really tight in, don't want no one to touch me. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Probably got my bag.
She wasn't like this?
No. So I was sitting down.
Because that's going to encourage someone to...
That's at least two seats.
Exactly.
Was it underground?
Like this is... If someone's sitting like this, that's come and sit down here.
But I was overground.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So I can see that's underground, but
it goes outside for a bit.
Yeah, and a man went to sit on my lap. As I looked up, he went to sit on my lap. I went, oh, I jumped. And then as I looked up, I'm looking at him, and then he turned around and I realised I knew who he was. But in that moment, I realised that I wasn't about to fight him, so I was about to let a man...
Oh, was he doing it as banner?
Yeah, because I knew him. I didn't realise that I knew him. But I thought to myself after, like, you're a pussy because... You wasn't even going to fight him. You was about to let the man sit on the remainder of your journey on your lap.
Oh, you would have just accepted
it. Well, clearly.
To the next stop.
Clearly.
How many times go, oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're my newspaper. Just
this is a good, I felt like this, you know.
Not trying to inconvenience. Honestly.
I'm going to the next stop.
Because how can I go, oh, I didn't even think to be like, but what are you doing?
But it's more the shock, though. It's the shock, though.
I don't feel like you get into arguments and they're like, you're not trained to just...
I'm not into...
Yeah.
Yeah. So you would have just accepted the man sitting on...
Clearly, because I wasn't going to do anything, was I? Wasn't going to do a thing.
Hopefully someone would have helped you out.
Sure. I looked around.
Someone must have
said...
Now, when I looked around, people were giggling when they realised that I knew him, but I couldn't believe it.
He's on panel. Yeah.
He went to sit on my lap.
That's a bit deep, though.
Because you went home and thought about it and thought, no.
Yeah, I thought I need to learn to really, like... Because so if I'm in a position...
What would you do now, knowing that situation has happened to you? What have you learned from that situation then?
Right, I'm on my phone. Someone goes, what are you doing?
Even that... that's not even pushing him on.
Touching the buttocks. What are you doing?
You can't grab cheese.
What are you doing? And you sitting there. No.
Okay.
No, that's... Yeah, no, you might have to...
That's the funniest thing ever.
I'll be honest, though. If I'm a girl, I'm not... I need to have a lot of weapons ready.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
It's really bad.
No, it's not safe right here,
bro. Being a female, you're not safe.
I'm buying pepper spray 1,000,000%.
100%.
You're not safe. I think I need to. I went for a walk because I was really sick for a while. So I thought, let me get out and go for a walk.
You was on your way out.
I was down in the dumps.
Sick? What was you sick with?
I had a chest infection.
Oh, no.
But I was... usually you recover after 3-4 days. Like
how long was you done for?
Weeks.
I'm still... No. You can hear my voice. It's funny. I'm still recovering.
You don't look at anybody's snaps. She
You don't have any interest in my life. But I guess we'll catch up here every week. But I went for a walk, and there's a man standing in front of me. Are you all right? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Are you okay? Yeah, I'm good. He's not moving out of my way. What do I do?
This is the second time this has happened to you.
It's just things. I just can't...
What is it? Stop going on at Ellen the time.
And then Jordan complains.
Stop going on at Ellen.
Jordan complains that I stay at home all the time, but this is why. It's not safe.
Oh, no, you can't run fast either. So.
It's not safe.
No, but
the
thing is... No, but the way that she stays home, it's not right.
How many days
it's not going to... Wait, who else has got... Yeah. Next. Come on. Next.
It's not right.
Next.
To be fair, I've got a question first, and then I'll go in... to my confession. So, I just want to know, you see Chris,
Crisps.
Chris
as the man or Chris?
Who's he?
Chris. You see, if there's a certain flavour, it doesn't mean that it's been extracted from what it is.
No, it doesn't.
No.
No. Like bacon crisp doesn't mean it's bacon flavouring.
Okay, well then this is great then, because I've had a slight addiction. But I've been keeping it to myself.
Smoky bacon.
But I've been a bit embarrassed.
What, Razzlers?
Razzlers.
Razzlers. Is that what you've been on?
Razzlers. No, but they're not. It's
but bacon. Even make them
Razzlers.
Like a bacon.
The Razzlers have been getting me.
You kept that one secret.
You've been picking up the Razzlers.
You've kept that one secret.
No. They made them a little bacon shape.
Imagine the other day, yeah, I was on FaceTime to Natalia, Shannon, and Fabian. I've gone in the shop.
I've turned off my camera.
See?
There's no way. I've never seen him eat
them. I've turned off my camera.
That's so dumb. The Razzlers. A few Muslims in my school used to.
But you know what's so mad?
You can eat them things.
But like, you know, like the Razzlers are rare, innit? So like, there'll be some days where I'll be craving them and I'll be going into the shop. I'll be looking for them. I'll be like, yo, Posh, you got the Razzlers.
Oh, you just ask over the counter.
Yeah, but because sometimes...
But when they used to be like 20p back in
the day. Yeah, no, but there's a big pattern.
Are you sure they call Razzles or Frazzles?
Frazzles.
Something like that. Frazzles.
I don't buy them, so I'm the bacon streak on the packet.
Yeah, let me see what their ingredients are.
I can't lie, I had a packet today.
Went off, bro.
But it's not bacon, is it?
It's from corn, rapeseed... Rapeseed oil, bacon flavour seasoning.
Ooh.
I'm gonna type what is bacon? What is bacon flavour seasoning?
No, nice. Bacon flavour seasoning, that
could be like dried pink. Dried it up.
No, that might be mad, you know.
Yeah, it could be bacon. You're grinded up with
it's borderline still. It's borderline.
No, but they've had me that.
They taste nice, but I eat pork, so it's not mad.
Heat has been going off.
I don't think it is.
I don't think it is.
It's just, I think what they do is they put smoke flavours in it and herbs and spices to make it like it's porky.
Like. And you know, so imagine, that's not even like my favourite crisp. Like my favourite crisp is probably like blue packet Doritos.
They're okay. I prefer the red chilli heat with.
Salt and vinegar McCoy's. Maybe like a... Chili sensations.
See, salt and vinegar McCoy's, they got their.
What one?
Salt and vinegar McCoy's. Slaps. It's the depth of the crunch.
Slaps. I don't like salt and vinegar crisps in general.
Slaps off.
Don't they make salt and vinegar make you lot's lips white?
Oh, and the Monster Munch. And the Flaming Hot Monster Munch. You see that?
Monster Munch still?
Yeah, and the pickled onion one.
Bro, they came back. Bro, they came back with vengeance, bro.
So what are you going to do about this addiction?
To be fair.
Was it Frazzles?
It's not something that needs to be fixed now, you know, as long as it's not pork.
Why don't you eat pork?
I saw a video like 10 years ago.
Of what? A pig just...
Yeah, it was like pigs and maggots and all that stuff. Ooh. And since then, I ain't... Like, literally, it was probably like 11 years ago now.
Okay.
I was a bus driver then.
So
and I used to go to Greg's on my lunch break.
What sausage roll?
Sausage roll.
You'll be popping up that cabin, bro.
I used to get a bacon back.
Oh,
but you know what's so mad?
Yeah, cheap as well.
Ruin the stomach.
No,
man.
But listen. But it's Greg's, yeah. So the bread for the back was baked freshly.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was that I used to slap ketchup in that. And
what do you slap in it?
Ketchup.
Ketchup.
That's the second thing.
What?
Ketchup.
I'm not one to talk about.
Ketchup.
Yeah.
I don't know what ketchup is.
So then, yeah. I used to slap that in there. But that was a daily thing.
And it's cheap as well.
Yeah.
About £2 or something like that.
Yeah. And then, and then I saw a video one day and then I haven't been back since. Like I can never eat anything pork ever again.
I'm not going to lie. You see the pork thing, yeah? I'm gonna be honest as a man. I try my best not to eat pork, but there's certain times when it's the only thing around.
Like and when?
It's never a time.
There's never a time when it's only pork around.
Unless
you got ham, bacon, sausages, gammon. Black pudding in your fridge.
Pork chops.
Yeah.
Certain times.
Pork chops.
Probably like Germany or somewhere.
Yeah, you've got to be living in Germany, bro. That's bad.
No, there's been times where it's just pork. Like,
where?
No, please tell us the scenario.
Football matches and that.
No.
No.
There's
no.
other options. You just eat the chips.
Hot dogs.
You can get the chips is always available.
I've survived for...
It's not enough.
I've survived for 11 years without pork. So there's...
No, so you're
going to sit there and say...
So you're saying I'm only
pork's available.
Said I was cornered by pork.
And you see sausage, I think, oh, yeah. Because that's what you like.
But, like, you know what's mad? Like, I try my best not to eat it, innit? I try my best not to eat it, but... I do slip up sometimes, I can't lie.
When's the last time you had pork?
Last week, but...
Wait, do you buy pork and put it in your fridge?
No. Okay. It's just... Like, I might wake up and go to McDonald's and get a double sausage and egg. McMuffin. That's pork, though.
What's your reason for not eating pork as well? I feel like people got different...
Honestly, can I be honest?
Yeah.
I think... The Rastafarian culture, yeah.
You're not engaged with that culture.
No, listen.
It's Jamaican,
got a big impact.
No, it doesn't.
Within Jamaican households.
But there's no Rastas in your family.
There is.
Who?
There's a few. There's a few.
Who's Rasta in your family?
You don't know. You don't know my uncles. You don't know my uncles.
Is your dad Rasta?
No, he was.
Is your mum Rasta?
No, my dad was. But his thing couldn't grow out the middle, so he looked like a sunflower.
Just
the sides, but the middle was low. But I feel like Rastafarian culture has a
Why
big
do you
impact.
Think culture like that?
It's they got a big influence. So I think it comes from that, and obviously in the Bible it says that the pigs are, and then they talk about like seafood as well. It's not supposed to be eaten.
Is it seafood or crustaceans?
That's crustaceans. They say you shouldn't be eating that.
What's crustacean?
Mussels, things that are like found at the bottom.
Because they eat their own feces and stuff. So apparently you're not supposed to eat it.
Kind of thing.
So that's why I've kind of always thought, this is not right. But I'll be honest.
How does it make you feel when you
eat pork? Low. I feel low.
Low vibrations?
Yeah, low. Low. I'm eating it.
Double sausage,
like,
egg, muffin.
Got it. The hash brown.
But the thing
is
though,
you
say you haven't got a choice, but you can go and get like, I'm sure they do pancakes.
No one's forcing me. Do you know? But when you think about it, egg McMuffin ain't gonna get me over a hangover.
Why don't you get egg McMuffin pancakes with the syrup?
It's not enough.
Hash brown.
The pork helps.
Maybe you should stop drinking.
That's your
problem.
That's your problem. Because it always is alcohol that leads to the pork. Yeah, the double pork as well.
Yeah, but you got to stop drinking then.
Yeah. But yeah, I eat pork from time to time. I'd say, I don't really have a confession, really. Like, I'll be honest. I feel like... It's, 6 months into the year now?
Yeah.
I haven't been on holiday once, and I feel like it's really affected me, like, mentally. I'm not going to lie. I haven't left the country to enjoy myself for any period of time. And I was thinking, like, do you like, have any suggestions of places that I want to book somewhere? Because I feel like it's got to the stage now where I'm just stuck in a routine, and I'm not... Nothing's happening.
What are you waiting for?
Do you know what it is? I just feel like I haven't really had... time to do it,
have you taken your annual
leave? I've got so much annual leave, it's ridiculous.
Sure. Yeah,
I've got
here.
A lot. I've got a lot.
Why don't you go on a nice little solo trip?
Are you fed up with that now?
I could.
Why don't you invite him, Jordan, to your lovely holidays you go to?
Yeah, come Miami.
Where are you going? Miami. It's going to be quite expensive, isn't it?
So you're looking for something quite cheap?
No, not even cheap. I'd say... A little if 4 days, spend about a grand.
Go Portugal, Morocco.
I'm going to Miami for 5 days. Come.
How much is it going to cost? Because it's the bottles thing, man. That's the part that...
That's where messed up putting their hands in their
pockets. I've heard some horror stories about Miami. If you don't go there with like...
Ain't that where you got your chicken wings that time?
Yeah, I've heard horror stories about Miami. If you go there without the right amount of money, you should have just stayed at home, bruv. 5 grand minimum, isn't it?
It is. Four nights, no.
Miami, as a man, table every night. Minimum. Come on.
Yeah, but you're not gonna go out every night.
Yeah, you are.
No. You'll just have
how many out nights are you gonna plan to go out there?
I don't know, but let's not speak about the itinerary of my holiday on this platform.
But this is what I'm saying. This is expensive, man. I don't know, maybe I might go to Morocco. To be honest, I need a holiday badly though. Like, it's getting to the point where it's like, whoa, this is 6 months in and I haven't even.
Yeah, go like Morocco, Portugal.
Is Morocco nice? Spain.
No, I don't think I go to Morocco, you know.
Why?
Because I think it's just the African version of Turkey.
Turkey's lovely. I've been like 3 times.
Nice as well.
One of my favourite places.
Do you know what?
I really like Turkey.
Yeah, I'm about to crucify myself, I feel like
yes. Yeah.
It is just the African version of Turkey.
Yeah, like it's the African version of Turkey.
No, so, I don't think so. Jet flight there.
So what would you not say then? Like, so you'd say Miami for 4 days?
No. Like Amsterdam. I like Amsterdam. Maybe like a city trip, like a Sweden. I want to go to Sweden.
I feel like you'd enjoy LA.
Yeah.
LA,
yeah.
I was gonna put New York, you know.
Yeah, New York. You like New York?
I've never been as an adult.
So yeah, I've never been America as an adult.
Yeah,
I'm gonna book something tomorrow. You know, I think I need it.
I think LA though, because LA's quite chilled.
Yeah, you don't have to do something mad.
If you go by yourself as well, it'll be different vibes. You're not going to try and go out every night.
I couldn't be there by myself for like 3 days.
And it was calm.
Yeah, it was calm.
There's things to do, isn't it?
Yeah, there's better things to do.
Yeah.
There's probably a lot of spots you can go.
Yeah, I'll keep you updated. I'm going to book something still because I can't. This country, I feel like we're not really getting a proper summer. There's not really much going on. And it's starting to affect me. I ain't been away.
No, you got to travel, man.
You got to travel, innit?
Yeah,
man.
I try to go like every 5-6 weeks.
Yeah, that's quite luxurious. Every 5-6 weeks.
It's living good.
It's living nice. But yeah, I'll book something. I'll keep you updated next episode anyway. Els, what about you? Anything to confess or a dilemma you're going through?
I got this on my hands, I'm sure. I just hurt myself boxing. That was it.
Go on, talk to us about that.
You got the big fight coming up.
When's the fight?
There's absolutely no fight. I just enjoy boxing.
But Uncle asked you for.
Uncle didn't ask me nothing, to be fair. I hope he's good, whatever that is. But yeah, no, I just enjoy boxing. You lot, no, I go every weekend. It's just, I enjoy doing it.
What do you like about it?
Because I don't enjoy like cardio, like in the gym, like running on the treadmill.
It's quite boring, isn't it?
I find it quite boring. Boxing cardio, so yeah, I really enjoy it.
Are you seeing a difference in your physique?
But my fitness, mainly I did it for fitness because I'm at a point I was very, very unfit.
Do you feel much fitter now?
Yeah, like I did.
I might come back next week.
I did like a 7K run and I weren't.
7K?
Yeah.
Wait,
on the treadmill?
Not on treadmill. We might have to cut out where I was running, but from my house up Norbury Hill, Crown Point, Streatham, back home.
Okay. You done 7K?
Yeah, I can show you on
Strava. With asthma?
On Strava, yeah. I stopped on Norbury Hill once because it was getting a bit mad. But yeah, no, I just enjoyed doing it. And I mashed up my hands on the pads. I didn't hit anybody.
And no one's cheating.
No one's
7K?
Cheating. Yeah. 7K. That wasn't my aim. I was just going to go out for like 5. And then
what made
I was far from home. So I had to.
Oh, you had to.
Yeah.
You had to.
Yeah. I didn't plan the route.
Too far.
I didn't plan the route. I literally just left my house and started running. But other than this, everything's just been chill. Yeah.
So you don't have any fights coming up? Would you box?
Do you know what's mad? Yeah? Me and my friend Prince was talking about this. I would do it, but I wouldn't tell no one.
Why?
In case I lost.
No, we're still gonna support you. It's about, you know, it is. I understand that you want to win. Yeah. But we will support you because we would be proud of how much effort you've put into it.
Boxing, I do like, you know when they can do gym to gym thing. So they do that a lot where like there'll be another gym against another gym and it's just people from the gym watching.
Yeah.
Boy.
But imagine if you started doing that and you're smacking everyone up.
Els will be on TikTok.
Els, be careful because you know how that ended for me, bro.
But I wouldn't do the whole, you see the clap and grant thing and they got your face in the
Why not?
No, I'm not on all of that.
Come on,
I think you're saying it now because you don't feel comfortable.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, white.
You know, so
bad. If you start getting used to it,
I got office job, you know.
No, but the thing is, that's
white. That's white collar
with two black eyes.
It's white collar
at my desk. What happened earlier?
Yeah, bro, that's mad. No, I can't lie. Yeah, you see, like the first fights, it's always against someone and they're out of shape. Yeah, so you'll do it 100%. If you see my man, yeah, and he's beer bellied off.
I'm gonna laugh if I get it.
Those one, those guys got
bald from the back. You're gonna fight him.
There's something on my bucket list that I want to do.
What?
A training camp in Thailand. Like, I want to do that.
Hmm.
What, boxing?
No, Muay Thai.
Muay Thai. For how long? Muay Thai's hard, you know.
I did it for maybe a year, and then I stopped. What was your question?
No,
Say how long?
Yeah, how long is the how long is that?
It depends what you want to do. Some people go out there for 3-4 months.
How
some
long would you do? How much would your annual leave allow you to do?
A week. My annual leave would allow me a week, but if I go to Thailand, I'm only staying there for 2 weeks minimum. Yeah.
Could you not live elsewhere? Do you think?
100%.
Really? Where?
Dubai. I could live there. LA. I could live there. I would say Barbados, but they're slow. They don't give a fuck about nothing.
Yeah, I Caribbean think places. Countries,
it's not
really like they just, bro. They just don't give.
I think I could live in LA. Yeah. I think maybe that's the only place.
Is LA nice?
Yeah.
I need to go there, man.
It's like a hot London. Yeah, well, no, it's not even hot. Sometimes it gets cold there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just.
But they still have all their seasons over there.
Yeah, because when I went, it weren't hot. It was just warm. You could go out in a t-shirt during the day, but nighttime hoodie or stuff like that. But I think that's it for me.
Well, yeah, let's get into our game show anyway.
Do you not want to ask a couple questions from the jury?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Jury questions. Are they asking nastiness? Because I've clocked the jury to ask nastiness.
People just want to know, when's this episode going to come out? Why did it take so long? Is there going to be a live show?
Top me up,
so
please.
What'd you say?
Top me up, please.
Someone said that they would like more funny challenges.
We have time. Yes.
It's so hard.
It's too much. We've got too much going on. It's
hard.
It's not enough hours in a day.
Do work. I reckon we could do that stuff.
Yeah, subscribe.
I'm working for
Subscribe. Comment, subscribe, and we'll do all the challenges you want.
Yeah, because
I'm working for
five. Can't work and do
it's
that.
It's hard. The evenings, everyone's knackered.
We were talking about doing the gym thing for a year.
And I was fit them times when I was growing up. I was fit.
You're still not fit.
My shoulders were looking broad.
You would get smoked on that
challenge. I swear. I reckon I'll surprise you, lot. But we can do that. You know,
when you get the things we'll do, you're not.
Deadlifts.
Yeah.
Starting off 140.
Burpees.
What's that? What's burpees?
I give you about 5 before you say, are you, man? Give me a second.
What's burpees?
You don't know what a burpee is?
No, is it the thing where you go like that or something? What is it?
Yeah.
You basically got to lay on your stomach. You hurt yourself when you
jump down. You do.
Yeah, because that was stupid.
Threw your shoulder out the socket or something like that. You said, I managed to stop.
Don't say threw my shoulder out the socket. I'm still on the challenge anyway.
Clean and press.
I can do that. 20 kg each side.
Yeah. How many reps?
10. 4 sets. Come on. I've got good shoulders, you know. I'm solid. But it's just, you know what I would struggle with? It's the
fitness.
HIIT training.
It's the quick succession things. If it's like big weights to pull and push, I can do that.
So if it's big weights, 10-minute rest, then you're
not
good.
10 minutes. powerlifting, I can do.
10-minute rest is, yeah.
But it's the quick ones where I'll struggle. But yeah, we can look into that.
At some point, hopefully.
Because we can even do it at the gym, the boxing gym. Why don't we do it there? That's somewhere we can do it on a Saturday.
But I feel like it can't just be a one-off. It needs to be something that's organised.
Let's spar.
What, for Patreon?
No, I'm genuinely on
it. Yeah, that's smart.
Who do you want to spar for?
We can spar because we're all different weight categories.
Sure.
I spar them lot. They're all heavy.
I'll be like light heavyweight. You'll be like middleweight. And you'll be...
You're heavyweight.
Not heavyweight. Yeah, if heavyweight. I cut down.
Yeah.
if I cut down,
but the thing is, you're having pork for breakfast. That's gonna take months. Yeah, that's gonna take ages to
cut. If I cut down to fighting weight,
you're like.
Cruiserweight. Ruiz. Andy Ruiz. No, I'm not. I'm like React Paul or Cody.
Them
are my weight. Them are my height.
Fuck off. It might be your height, but
not your weight.
React Paul.
If I cut down,
you'll burst.
Yeah, nah. The man don't eat pork still like you. I promise you that.
You're Tyson Fury. Like, you're black Tyson Fury.
You're dumb. You're dumb.
Hanging over the shows.
What? It's with the love handles. You man are dumb. Is it Jerry got any other questions?
My man's a black gypsy. That's what you
got, bro. Go on. What other questions did the Jerry have for us? Tyson Fury is shaped bad, you
know. He's heavy. Tyson Fury looks heavy.
He's over the sides.
Did you see that video of Tyson Fury falling on the floor outside the club? Oh, my
God.
Time.
And then you go to Matt and have breakfast.
Time, we ain't got much time left. What, no, that's all. Let's start. Coke. Let's do this quiz. Come. Let's do the quiz.
No, there was a couple more in there. Could have
no, look.
No, there was one that.
Tyson Fury, you know.
This one.
You can ask. I didn't see that. That's fucked.
Go on, answer it.
Oh, we answered that.
And then.
There's another one. What? I remember it off the top of my head, but they asked, would we go on Love Island? I remember that.
Oh, okay.
Would we?
Yeah.
What, now?
Yeah.
No. Too old.
Yeah. You put yourself by there.
You can't go on Love Island these ages. People, like even Joey Essex, has got a name, so he can get away with it.
He's getting paid to be there, let's be honest. Yeah.
Like, if any of us went on Love Island now, the age group is too low. That's the question, you know.
Yeah, what age group is Joey dating?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm trying to get him bit.
No, before we go into the games real quickly, at our age group now, what's the lowest age a man is acceptable?
What age group? 31, are we saying?
Yeah, early 30s, yeah. 31, 32, 30.
To date.
Yeah, what age should what's the lowest a man should date?
28, but she must.
28?
That's me personally.
Wow, that's quite old.
That's me personally.
But you don't know my thing. I like older women.
No, you like older women, so you wouldn't go below your own age?
No, I would, but.
What would be number? Let's talk about.
Probably like 28. Like
28?
Yeah.
So anything below 28 is a bit mad. So 27's mad?
Personally.
27's mad. Yeah,
it's not mad, but it's just what I would prefer.
So 26 is mad, 25 is mad, 24.
What have you been doing for the past couple months while you keep asking?
No. I'm asking a question in general.
About life, any of you lot brought a 25-year-old and said, "This is your woman."
What if it's a love thing? Like, what if you loved her?
I would say.
Why film?
I would have to ask.
Why film?
That's 6 years younger than you.
Yeah, no, but
I mean, what if you loved at the same time? They can't have been school.
No, you was gone.
You was in college.
So 25 is too young. For a 31-year-old man. Is that what we're saying?
It's a bit manipulative.
Yeah, I think for you to take... Yeah, man, because I think like for you to take someone that's 25 seriously, like you're just going to run her.
Wait, what
you want somebody who can... 18
to 21.
Like you want someone
25 is a grown woman, and you could probably meet a mature 25-year-old, but I just think...
I think you're just so far in... Like, the difference in your life
is
6-7 years
now.
It's just mad, so...
I, for me, I think it's more to do with, like, that generation, so, like, being able to relate.
Yeah.
I would like to be able to relate to the girl.
But some men don't want to be able to relate.
Because if she doesn't know what's going on, like, you know how we can talk about things that we did when we was younger? If she can't remember that, it's kind of
a bit awkward.
Yeah, can that really be your friend? Like, your...
Yeah, like, and even when she's around my friends, can she even communicate? Like, it's going to be a bit weird, do you know what I mean?
I'm just not trying to have someone that man can just control and just run like that.
Yeah. I think 5 years is like the max for me personally in terms of like making my partner.
So 27.
I think I could do 27. I don't think that's bad. I don't think 27's bad.
26.
It's getting a bit ropey. I'll say 27. 5 years. I like to keep it 5 years. Okay. And maybe above, maybe one or two max for me.
So you'd only date a 34?
Are you 32? Yeah. 34 is a bit like, I don't know. It depends where she's at and what she's on. What she wants to do.
She could be a serious woman, yeah.
She could be, she could be.
I'd do 34.
Yeah, a serious woman, yeah.
No, she could. She could. I've said 2 years above, but yeah. I said 35, 36.
Why not?
No, I don't know.
What if you met a 36-year-old?
Because, like, you know, like, this is going into another conversation.
Go on.
But I feel like when women are a bit older than the guy, sometimes I've seen they can control the guy a bit. Based off to that saying,
that's,
oh yeah,
that's down to you.
Though. That's down to
guys. I've seen guys get controlled.
I think that's down to your own.
Not me personally. I've seen guys get controlled.
You got to stand up for yourself.
I've seen guys get controlled.
No, you got to say.
I've seen some guys.
So is that what you're worried about?
You can't say. I don't want no 36-year-old because you're gonna control me.
I don't control me.
No,
that's what you're saying.
No, why do you want to
though? Why do you want to?
No. I prefer
27. I do prefer 27.
No, between that age group.
Alright. So you got a 36-year-old and a 27.
Mm.
Yeah, what do you want?
30.
No, you have a 27.
Oh, out of the two?
Yeah.
I prefer probably 27. That's my preference. I don't want a woman that's older than me. That's my preference.
Okay.
That's it. So let's go into the game show anyway.
Yeah, okay.
So can you explain the rules?
Yeah, it's going to be the same every week. I'm going to give you
just explain
10 seconds to answer the question. Once we've gone through all 10 questions, you're going 10. To... Yeah, we've got 10 questions.
Fuck.
Once we've gone through 10 questions, you're going to swap boards and we're going to do the marking, yeah, of each.
Yeah. You are Miss Trunchable.
I am. Miss Fisher.
Right.
We have two multiple choice questions, and the rest are just
freestyle.
Okay.
Oh.
10 seconds. Are we happy with 10 seconds?
Yep.
Yeah, you can. Have
and to I'm
get
just
going to
do
time
one
or something
in my head.
You'll get Ben to do it.
10 seconds each question, Ben.
Yeah.
Thank you. Are you done being the class clown? All right, first question is, you ready, Ben?
Mm-hmm.
Which famous cycling race is held in France?
Monaco Grand Prix, man. Monaco Grand Prix, man.
Which continent is Mozambique in?
This is right.
How do you spell Asia?
What do you call it when someone is scribbling or drawing aimlessly?
What, the official name?
What is the process of heating milk to kill bacteria?
What?
I'll repeat once. What is the process of heating milk to kill bacteria?
You've got like six kids, bro. You should know.
Is that actually a process? Heating milk. Oh, come on, man.
What fungus do bakers use in bread?
Yeah, I got that one. Know that one good.
What fungus do bakers use in bread?
Got that.
What colour is in the circle on Japan's flag? I'll repeat that one more time. What colour is in the circle on Japan's flag?
Blue.
What is the name of the collarbone?
What do you mean? That doesn't
make
sense.
What is the name for the collarbone?
You just said it.
Okay, what is another name for the collarbone?
That's this one here, right?
What is what is the official name for the collarbone?
That's darn.
What is 4 times 28 take away 8?
4 times 28.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. I'm shit at maths. 4 times 28.
Sorry, I came off. When did the first person walk on the moon? Was it A, July 1969, B, July 1986, or C, July 1973? I'll repeat the answers again. July 1969, July 1986.
Wait, Tyler,
July
1973.
I was cheating.
Yeah, how'd that cheat?
Is he calling a friend?
I'm just looking, looking up.
I'm looking at something.
Look down at this. The board. No cheating.
Last question, guys.
No cheating.
What year did Michael Jackson release the album Thriller? Was it A, in 1979, B, 1984, or C, 1982? I'll repeat that again.
Thriller. 1979, B,
1984, or C, 1982?
I don't know, man.
I can mark my own, I'll be all
right. No. Can we swap over? And we'll go for the answers.
I don't trust these up.
Thank you.
Okay.
Elle's one's funny.
Okay.
How can Elle say fuck knows? Question A, fuck knows.
Who's got pelvis?
That's Jordan.
What, for the collarbone? Yeah. Yeah. That's
right. Okay.
I don't know my pose.
Question one, the answer was Tour de France.
Yes. Everyone got that?
Yeah.
Question two, the answer was Africa.
Yes. Yeah, everyone got that?
Yep.
Question three, the answer was doodling.
So is doodle count?
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
I'm just checking.
Everyone got that?
Yeah.
Question four, the answer was pasturation.
I was put boiling.
So did Jordan.
So I put dash because I don't want to look an idiot.
I got no use.
So
I think boiling. It's no, it's called pasturation, I think. Yeah. Not pasturation.
I got boiling down.
Let's put boiling.
Number five was yeast.
Yep.
Number six is red.
Yep.
Nope.
Number seven is clavicle.
Oh, wait, what did I put, Els? What did I put?
White.
Wow. For the Japan's flag.
It is white on the outside.
On the outside.
White.
I spoke of Croatia.
I'll be surprised if Jordan didn't get number eight. Number eight is 104.
Was?
Mathematician Jordan is.
So he got it.
Wait, what's number seven?
And Jordan is working out.
Number seven's clavicle.
You put your working out there.
Oh yeah. Number what?
Oh, it just went back to seven.
What was seven? Sorry.
Clavicle.
No one got that, let's be honest.
So Els put fuck nose, not fuck nose?
No.
Not fuck nose. just check it.
Number nine, when did the first person walk on the moon? It was 1969.
Was that B?
It was A.
Ooh, oh, Els got that.
Oh, did I put
you
that?
You got A.
Oh, there we go.
Ooh, Els might be in the lead.
And Michael Jackson released the album Thriller in 1982, which was C.
Oh, you got that.
There we go, man. I think I won this one.
Let's tally up.
All right, so Elle's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Fion got 4 out of 10.
Are you done?
I swear that you got
out of nowhere. I'm boring. I swear. Oh, wait, see, no, wait. Red is red. Come on, man. You're getting wrong.
Sorry.
I'm getting wrong.
Sorry.
5.
I'm getting wrong.
What did Fion get?
He got five. Jordan got six. Yeah, Jordan got six.
He's not marking it right, man.
Get?
Six.
Right.
No.
Okay, so this week we have a tie between Jordan and Els. We'll go again next week. I'm going to keep tallying them every week.
Thank
yeah?
you. There we go, man.
I'm only one off. It was the thriller. The thriller one got them, man. God. Right.
Pelvis is mad.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's crazy. That's all the way at the other end.
See, when you got 10 seconds, you know. But yes, guys, thank you.
We're back, man.
Yeah, like and subscribe,
please,
guys.
Don't forget
guys.
To like, comment, and subscribe. This episode will be dropping on.
Don't say. Soon, guys, we're coming back soon.
Soon, but yeah, we're back now. So yeah, please don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. This has been the Coppo Show, formerly known as the Coppo Podcast. I've been Big Jordy George.
Been Els, aka Mr. Make It Happen.
It's your boy Fear, and the one you will come to see.
The Tyler, the Styler, the one you really came to see.
Until next time, people. Peace.